Hey everyone, welcome back to How It's Really Going with Shayna Recker. And today I am just here with a bit of a life update. I'm going to talk about a couple of things. We're going to talk about menopause because I'd love to update you on some things that have happened in that space. I know a lot of you listening to this podcast are struggling with menopause yourself, perimenopause, menopause, all the things. And I want to just talk about a couple other things that have been going on that have been on my mind. And it's funny because with this podcast, I always feel like I need to come on with a specific topic because that's how I've just always been trained to do anything in this kind of space. And I realize that I can sometimes just even come on here and turn on the mic and just talk about all kinds of different things. And it doesn't have to be a specific thing. And it's more just of a life update. And it's for me to just share and get it off my mind and chest and get it out there into the world. And it's up to you guys if you decide you like it and want to listen to it. And that's where I just need to let go. And so that'll be something part of what we're going to talk about today. So we're going to do a little perimenopause, menopause update. We're going to talk about letting go, just some of the things that have happened in my life because of letting go. Yeah. And we'll see what else I touch on. But to start, I would love to update you guys on where I'm at with this whole menopause thing. That episode that I did where I talked about menopause and perimenopause and the symptoms and the struggles and all that stuff was probably the most responded to episode I've ever created. And I think that's because it is a really hot topic right now. I think there's a lot of women in this 40 to 50 age group. There must be a lot of us out there because I think we are creating a movement in the sense that on social media, it's like a huge topic. And maybe it's just because I'm in the algorithm of it, because I'm clicking on videos and following people who are talking about this stuff. But I do feel like it is actually a movement that's happening right now because the medical space just needs to catch up. They need to catch up. So for me, as you guys know, in that last episode, I talked about the struggles that I was dealing with, the violent mood swings, the not sleeping, just the depression feeling, the sadness, all that kind of stuff. I also have skin rashes. I have weight gain. I have just tiredness, just all the things. There's so many things. And I will say, I am doing things to try and help mitigate those symptoms. I am trying to, you know, clean up my diet. I am taking vitamins, minerals, all kinds of, I take more pills now in the morning than I've ever taken in my entire life. I work out minimum 3 times a week, lifting weights. I walk my dog every day. I bought a weighted vest to help with all the things. I'm trying to get to bed by no later than 9:30, 10 o'clock. I am doing all of the things that I can physically do for me personally to help mitigate symptoms and all that stuff when it comes to just trying to be healthier. But it doesn't always work. I don't think that it's something that you can cure just by being healthy. I think hormones, there's a lot we can do with hormones with our physical habits, but I do believe that there are things that just are what they are, and we need to get support for those things. And so I did go to my doctor. My doctor was doing the best that he could with what he was trained to do, which is part of the problem, is that there's not really any training for general practitioners when it comes to menopause. There's not really any studies that have been done on women around menopause. And so it's no fault of our general practitioners, I don't think, because I just, from what I understand, is the education just isn't there. So they're a little bit lost in how to work with us. And so my doctor did the best that he could with what he knew and what he had at his disposal to be able to help me. But it was really a struggle. Right now, as far as I got with him, I was on birth control for a year, which definitely made a difference in my mood swings, but it just made everything feel sort of bland. So it just made everything, and it was okay. So got off that. I moved to a vaginal estrogen, which is a gel it's like a cream you put in your vagina. I don't know exactly. I've tried to figure out exactly what it's doing. He did mention that it could potentially help with my mood swings and stuff. I I would say it's okay, but mostly those kinds of creams are meant for things like dryness, and there's lots of other symptoms down there that can happen, which I don't have any of those. So I think it's doing something, but I'm not really sure. Like, I just kind of feel a little bit unsure about what it's actually doing, because it's a vaginal estrogen. It only affects the area. It's not something that's, I guess they call systemic, like a systemic hormone would go through your whole body, through your bloodstream, where a vaginal estrogen, the estrogen is just contained into that area, is how I understand it. So it just helps with things in that area. But he did mention something about potentially it helping my mood swings. So I don't know. I just do it because I don't know. Anywho, so from there, I got a referral to an OBGYN who then their office called me and said they were full and they had no room for me. So then they moved me to the OBGYN residency clinic at the hospital. I'm not sure exactly what's going to come of that appointment, because I'm hopeful the fact that they're residents and it's a residency clinic. It is overseen by obviously a doctor, but an OBGYN, but I'm hoping that there's new research and new information and new options that may come from that when I go. But I haven't gone yet. It's still a couple weeks away. So until then, so what I did in between is I discovered online through social media, it was actually Instagram, was where I saw the ad for a company called Felix Health. And I'm not affiliated with them. I do have a referral link for them, which I will put in the show notes, but I'm not being paid to talk to you about Felix Health. I literally stumbled upon it on Instagram. They have a menopausal support system in place at Felix Health. And I have a referral link that gives anybody who wants to go down the road with Felix and get support from them. It gives you $40 off the consultation fee, which is $99. So I will put that in the show notes. You're welcome to use it. I don't get a kickback from it. I think I get put into a draw to win a prize or something if you use my link. That's it. So anywho, I went through the process with them. And so basically what you do is you take the survey. There's a survey that you go through. It's a very long, extensive questionnaire. You give them all the information about you and your medications you're on and your health history and all that kind of stuff. Same kind of things a doctor would ask you if you were in a doctor's office. And you get, once you're done, that goes into their system and a nurse practitioner reviews the information, and the nurse practitioner responds to you through their online system and gives you her prescription recommendations. So from that, you then agree to accept the prescription, and then you pay the fee. So you pay for the prescription and you pay the $99, or if you use my link, it's $50. And from there, you talk to the practitioner, you go back and forth, you ask questions and whatever. And then once you're done, then they send out the prescription. And so for me, I did this. And I got, after going through that, my nurse practitioner recommended that I be on progesterone because I was already on the vaginal estrogen. They recommended progesterone. So I said yes. And then within a matter of 3 days, the progesterone was delivered to my door. I have been taking the progesterone for almost a month now. You take it at night before you go to bed. I'm on 100 milligrams of progesterone. And I will say, and I wasn't sure, because when I first started taking the progesterone, it was just after my cycle. So I still get a cycle. I've only missed two periods in a row and that's it. Now they're back and they're every month again. I thought for sure when I missed those two in a row, I was like, sweet, I'm on my way to menopause. But that wasn't the case. I ended up getting it back. So yay me. So anyways, I was at the end of my period when I started taking the progesterone. And if you guys are familiar with your cycle, which I've literally just gotten familiar with this concept in the last 5 years, I'd say, is after you have your period, those first 2 weeks after your period are like the spring and summer of your cycle, where things feel good and you feel good and you're happy and like everything's great. And then the 2 weeks before your cycle are like fall and winter, where the mood swings start to set in. You start to feel like garbage, you're tired. And then the week before your period, you're even more tired and everything. And then your period comes and the cycle repeats. So when I started taking the progesterone, I was in my spring and summer weeks of my cycle. So I was feeling better and I had started taking the progesterone and I was like waking up in the morning and I was feeling better and everything, but I was like, yeah, but is it working or is it just because I'm at this good stage of my cycle? So I was waiting for the fall winter weeks to come to see if I was still noticing a difference. And so what I find with the progesterone now that I'm taking this is that it has taken the edge off of the anxiety, waking up with anxiety, waking up with that feeling of like irritability and like anger. And like those, like I would wake up with that already running through my system. Like I would already wake up feeling annoyed, feeling anxious, like pissed off at the world, annoyed with the dog, annoyed with my husband. Like I woke up like that. This is how I started my day. And I will say that I feel like it's taken the edge off. I'm not going to say that it's removed it completely and I wake up super happy. But I will say I wake up with a greater reduced amount of anxiety and irritability, and I feel just better when I wake up. So I do feel like the progesterone has made a difference. And I'm still uncertain about the estrogen. When I go to the OBGYN clinic in a couple of weeks here, I'm going to ask them about what it's actually doing and is that the right estrogen for me or is there a different one that I could be on? But because it's not really... it's okay. It's a whole process and it has some not so great side effects, but whatever. For now, I'll just stay the course. So, but the progesterone, I have really noticed a difference. And I do feel like it also has helped me sleep a little bit better. I don't think I'm waking up as much in the evening as I used to be. And so I take it at night with my magnesium. So every night I take a progesterone pill and a magnesium pill. And that has made a difference in how I sleep and also in how I feel when I wake up in the morning. So for now, I still have my skin rashes. I'm still dealing with fatigue. I still deal with joint pain. I'm still dealing with some of the main issues. I still get irritable and I still have those moments for sure. But I feel like it's a little better. And I've had lots of people reach out to me about taking hormones and this whole like synthetic hormones, are they bad for you and breast cancer and all that stuff. And I'm not a doctor, so this is not medical advice at all. You obviously always want to speak to your doctor. But I have seen through Dr. Mary Claire Haver and some of the other women I follow on Instagram that they do have so much more research now that really just shows that the hormones that we're taking are not hurting us. They're actually helping to protect our bones. They're helping to protect our heart. They're helping us in ways that far outweigh any of the things. And a lot of the things that we used to think that hormones were doing to us, like increasing our risk of cancer, has actually been debunked. So again, don't take my word for it. Talk to your doctor. But I have seen lots of information out there about how it's doing more for us than it is hurting us. And so something to think about if you're really struggling with symptoms, and you're really struggling with the things that I've talked about and more. I know some people, I've seen people on social media talk about depression to the point of like really severe depression and stuff like that. And we don't have to live that way. We don't have to live that way. And I would rather see someone take something to help them live a more satisfactory, like a life that's at least, I'd rather see someone be able to take something and enjoy a good quality of life than to be miserable and fearful that something might happen when there's lots of information that shows that there's a good chance it won't happen. So anyways, I hope you get what I'm saying there. Always talk to your doctor first, but I have personally noticed a difference since taking specifically the progesterone, really noticed a difference. So that's something that I've been doing. Again, it's not like an end-all, be-all cure kind of thing for menopause. And I don't think there is anything. I think that this is something we have to grow through. And I did see something, though, that I was really excited about. I've seen a few articles about this talking about how actually when we get to menopause, like postmenopausal, that we can actually be happier than we've ever been in our entire lives when we get to that stage. And I sent it to my husband and he was like, oh, so there's hope. And I was like, there's hope. Because like this is very trying on our relationship. This has been hard for me. I know it's been really hard for my husband, probably even a bit difficult for my kids to watch, to see their mom be miserable too. And it's been hard. It has been hard. And to know that there is a light at the end of this tunnel is something that I hold on to dearly because it is not easy. And there's so many aspects to this part of life. And I've had some conversations with some friends about it, even about like relationships, not even just with your husband, but relationships with friends, like friend group relationships and relationship with your career and your job. And there's so many changes that are happening. And I know one of the doctors out there who I follow, and let me just look her up because she just wrote a book and I just bought it. She's all over the internet right now. Dr. Moscone and Lisa Moscone. And she talks about, her book is called, let me just see if I can get it up here, The Menopause Brain. I just bought it. I haven't gone through it all. But she talks about how it's actually our brains that are changing more so than our ovaries and our reproductive system. Our actual brains are changing as women and going through this stage of life. And this is why this feels like so big. Like one of the things that I read, you guys obviously can tell I read a lot of things and watching a lot of things online, but was about how women don't feel like themselves. That was the first sort of sign that I was going through something, was I just didn't feel like myself. I felt like I just was in this like weird space of not even knowing who I was and not even knowing what I wanted anymore. And just feeling like, yeah, just feeling like I was just not sure of who I was or what I was doing. And that is something that in this article, and that was something that Dr. Mary Claire Haver posted about, I recently put it in my stories, was about how many women go to the doctor saying that they don't feel like themselves. And like, that's the first sort of sign that we're going through something big, like we're going through something huge here. And it just seems to be in society, it just seems to be disregarded as hot flashes and night sweats. Like I don't even get those things. I'm not even really getting hot flashes or night sweats. Maybe it's because of my vaginal estrogen. I don't know, but I don't really get those. But man, do I get all the other things. And those are like, it's tough. They're really tough. And it's hard on your relationships with your family, but also your friendship relationships, because when you don't feel like yourself, I know for me and with my friend groups, I just don't feel like I fit in anymore. I feel like I just don't belong. I just feel like I don't have connection with anyone anymore. I feel like I'm like on this little life raft out by myself going through this thing that nobody understands. I don't have the same, I don't know. Like I used to have a nickname called Fun Shayna, and that was the fun person that came out when we would go out and maybe have a couple drinks and party and whatever. It's like, she doesn't even exist anymore. I couldn't even pull her up even if I tried. Like alcohol is just doesn't do the same things for me anymore. I just don't feel like, I don't enjoy it. I get massively hungover in the next day. It's like 3 days to recover. So it's like when I'm out with my friends, I just feel like I'm so guarded and so uncertain of who I am and how I relate. And then I don't want to drink. And then everybody else, it's just like this weird fucking space we move into. And it's really difficult. But then to know that when we get to the other side of this, and unfortunately the other side could be anywhere from 5 to 10 years, if not sometimes even longer away. But when we do get to the other side of it, that to know that there's a new level of happiness. It's just comforting to know that when we get to the other side of all of this, that there is another level of happiness and really knowing who we are. And I think that's why you hear stories about older people in their 70s and 80s, and they give you all this wise advice about not to worry what other people think and all that kind of stuff. And I think it's because they just hit that level of really knowing who they are and not letting those little things worry them anymore, and not letting all of this stuff that life sort of throws at you make it mean anything. They're just content and they're happy and they're just enjoying the life that they have. And so that's just kind of nice to know, is what I'm getting at. It's such a transition, and until somebody's in it, it's really hard to explain it. And I think that's why when I do these episodes, I get such a response from you all, because if you're going through it, you can relate to what I'm saying. And it feels like somebody's like beside you going, I get it. I see it. I hear you. I feel you. You're not alone. And if you're not here yet, it might be something that you don't even want to hear, because you're not ready to start dealing with it and you're not ready to start thinking about it. And I don't blame you. It's a sad thing, because here's the thing for me, on top of all of this, I have two older children. One's 22 and the other one's turning 20 this year, who are leaving the nest. And my 22-year-old actually moved out a year ago, and my 20-year-old is moving out in a couple of weeks. And that's another whole thing that parents go through, but women, on top of being perimenopausal, for me anyways, I'm 48 and I had my kids younger. I had my first one when I was 26, and then Dylan I had when I was 28, 29. So I was a bit younger, but you're at the age, like I'm at the age of going through perimenopause and grieving this loss. Not that my kids are gone, they're here still, but you don't see them every day. I see my kids once or twice a week, my older two. I still have my younger one at home, which is great. But there is a whole sort of grieving process that you go through when your kids leave the nest and they go either go off to school or move out with their friends or whatever, where you're not seeing them every day. And so you're dealing with that on top of everything else. It's like the timing of this is just impeccable. I also know some friends who had their kids a bit later, and they're going through menopause, perimenopause, while they have 14, 15-year-old daughters, which is also a deadly combination, because you've got hormonal teenagers and then you're a hormonal parent. It's like a crazy mixture. I'm grateful that I wasn't in that perimenopause stage while my daughter was going through that transition herself. I'm grateful for that, but I definitely am feeling the extraness of the fact that they're moving out while I'm in this stage too. So it's like this whole transition is of perimenopause is, as women, we're moving from making and creating babies to no longer being able to do that, from being caregivers and taking care of people to no longer having people to take care of. And we're being left to ourselves. It's like, okay, you don't have to do any of that anymore. Now it's just you. Who are you and what do you want? And you're like, fuck, I don't know. I can't even think straight. My brain fog is so thick. I'm sad. I'm depressed. I'm angry. I'm all of these things. And now you want me to also figure out who I am and what do I want? I don't fucking know. I'm just trying to get through the day right now. And I think this whole process is us figuring out who we are and what we want in life. And I think that's what we get when we get to the other side of this, is we get to really discover who we are and what we want. And then we get to go there and do that and be that. And that's why there's that next level of happiness that comes through once we're there. And so it's this messy middle part, and we're not stuck here. It's just, it may take longer for some of us to get through it than others. But at the end of the day, there are things we can do to get support through this time. And if you are somebody who's just trying to slog through it, I mean, everybody to each his own, but to know that there is things out there like Felix Health, if you're struggling to get help from your doctor. There are hormone therapy replacement things that you can take to help you feel better that are safe and that actually do so much more good than what we used to think. And those things are out there for us. And it, like I say, if you're struggling with your doctor, then try something like Felix Health if you feel comfortable doing that. I had a great experience with it. I have a nurse practitioner that I can message anytime with questions. My prescription just got refilled. It's going to be delivered today to my door. So, and the pricing was reasonable. There are options out there for you. And so I think I'm going to leave it at that today. Just an update on the whole perimenopausal thing. I was going to talk about something else, but I have been jabbering on for a long time now. So I'm going to leave it at that. That's my little life update. And I hope that wherever you are in your world right now, that things are going well, that you are good, that you are healthy. And yeah, I look forward to chatting with you next time. So until then, have a great day, everyone. We'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.